This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now for something completely different. Here's what's going on today. You're getting used to your food show. You're in your kind of, you think I'm going to ask you about what you're cooking. I am very interested in what you're cooking. But today we're going to do something a little different. We're going to talk jewelry. We're going to talk mittens. We're just going in a totally different direction. And it's going to be awesome because we are broadcasting live from the Cambria Galleries. I'm looking out the fun window right at the beautiful corner of 7th Street and 2nd Avenue. Tourists are coming by. They're like, how are all those women having that much fun with coffee and mittens? The answer is it's pretty easy. We got a good time. So you can come down, hop in your car, grab your very best friends, come on by, because we got cozy stuff, glamorous stuff, and chat. What more is there? I put a couple pictures up on my Instagram right now. I am Dearly Dara, and I'm telling the world that I'm going to buy a Cambria cheese board, because it's the cutest thing I've ever seen. Have you ever cut cheese with a thin wire? Why, don't make a joke. You know what I'm talking about. I love a good cheese wire board. They are the best. And I'm going to get one because Cambria's got some. And the one that I have at home is getting used up because the wire's getting all floppy. That's not good. All right, so here's the plan. I have wonderful guests here today. And we're going to talk to them. We're going to talk to them about what they do, what they want. If you want to text the regular text line, Jonathan may run down a note for us, but generally the best way to get yourself heard on this beautiful morning is to come on down to Cambria Gallery right under the WCCO radio stations. Already had a wonderful fan come this morning and bring me a quart of soup because my life is awesome. So thank you to Andrew John Picard for bringing me some soup. He said, you can do whatever you want with this. I think what I'm going to do is have it for lunch. So there, that's called living. All right, so here's the plan. I'm going to talk to this beautiful woman beside me, runs the Jella World Boutique Shop.
Jennifer Kincaid.
Jennifer Kincaid.
Thank you for having us.
All right, so I was oohing and aahing. You have a bunch of cool stuff. Tell me about you. So you're Jennifer Kincaid.
Yeah, so Jennifer Kincaid, I started this business about 9 years ago. It started when I was traveling with a nonprofit through Uganda and Kenya. And I was shopping for them, and I realized that I learned a lot about the culture by asking people about the artwork that they made and how they made it and what it represented. And when I came back from that trip to Africa, I thought, this would be a very interesting way of making a living. So now I travel all over Africa, Asia, Indonesia, and look for unique, one-of-a-kind jewelry and home accents, and I supply stores and museums. And
see, this was I was grilling you in the corner in my journalistic way, and you were telling me that you don't just supply stores, you supply some of the most elite stores in the Twin Cities.
Well, thank you. I'm really proud of the connections that I have in the stores that carry my things.
So, a name drop for you: the Minneapolis Institute of Arts.
Yeah,
they have just a beautiful shop. One of my favorite stores. And you go in there and you think, how did they cover the world? And then the answer is that you were secretly behind the scenes doing
it. I'm trying to help them cover the world. I enjoy doing it. They have such a beautiful shop, and it's nice to be in that company. It's just really a beautiful place for me to be.
All right, and so then you have your little area in the corner here, and you've got all kinds of things. You've got food things. Since it's putatively a food show, we should talk about that. Trays and serving ware.
What? Beautiful aluminum serving pieces that are lightweight and sparkly. They're hammered. They're just gorgeous. My price points are really great. Those pieces are from India.
There's a big old tray for $60. I was like, oh, that could change my life. Because I love little kids, and like all the little things are always floating through the rooms and cluttering surfaces, and I'm like, oh, I could put them all in a tray.
You should put them on a tray.
I should.
I can help you with that.
They're also cute. They're like kaleidoscopes and things.
Yeah, it makes it less clutter and more of just a beautiful arrangement of things in your home on a lovely tray.
All right, and so then people who are getting their head around the fact that Christmas and Hanukkah are coming, they could come here and buy jewelry for people they love.
And for themselves.
And for themselves. That is a move if you are a kind of a mom in the world who everybody forgets about. You could buy yourself something and tuck
it
in your own stocking. And then on Christmas morning, you have something. You're like, oh, well, it's just my taste.
It's a nice way, too, to support local businesses. So everybody down here is a local person who's creatively come up with a way of providing people here in the Twin Cities with lovely things. So,
all right, let's talk about a specific place. I was looking at your freshwater pearls from Vietnam. Tell me about traveling to Vietnam.
Well, I went to Vietnam a couple years ago and was really in the cities, mostly in Hanoi. And I was reading about all of these artists out in remote locations. And I bought a ticket and I jumped on a plane and I went and found this woman who I've partnered with her now for 3 years. And she is just really talented. She's just really a great business partner for me.
All right. So many questions. First of all, so you're wearing a beautiful pearl necklace that is from Vietnam, these freshwater pearls. I would say they're like a large shell pea. If anybody's ever had a green pea that's on the bigger size. So they're big, beautiful, it's kind of chunky, irregular pearls. They grow them. How do they grow them?
They are naturally grown in the ocean and
harvested. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. And so people are just swimming out there, grabbing pearls, coming back.
Well, I haven't seen that end of it. I guess I don't know the answer to that.
And then did you have to travel with like a giant briefcase full of cash?
Basically.
Oh my goodness. You're brave. How is that?
Sometimes it feels a little bit risky, but, I don't really advertise that on the radio.
Never talk to a journalist. People get the secrets out in just seconds.
I just try to be discreet when I'm there, but that is kind of the way to go because I'm buying in, little markets, and I kind of learned early on a lot of the people that I'm buying from are not using charge cards. And so,
There's no square and a little vendor kiosk in a village. Okay, yeah. So you're in Vietnam, and then are you kind of just creating the connections to then work through shipping or whatever?
Yeah,
or are you actually just carrying buckets of jewelry back to you?
I try to create relationships with at least three people. So I just got back from Uganda. I traveled there with Give Us Wings, the nonprofit that I first started traveling with. They do work in Kenya and Uganda. And my goal wherever I go is to meet three people who potentially could ship to me. And so then I just bring back a sampling of what I see, what I think might do well here. I've kind of learned, not to go big and then go home. I just buy a few items to test the waters and see if I'm onto something good. And then test out my ability to work with them. So do they email, will they ship, that kind of thing.
And so we were talking off air, and you were saying you were just named by my wonderful coworker Kelly Keegans, who runs Home and Design, as one of the up and coming 100 most important influencers in the world of stuff. Right? That's a big deal, and congratulations.
Thank you. It felt like a big deal. I've been doing this for 9 years, and I've learned a lot. Through my partners, through the stores that I supply, listening to them about what they're looking for and what works. And it really felt like a nice acknowledgement.
When did you know that you had terrific style? Was that like a kid? Were you just, if I looked into your bedroom when you were nine, would you just have, all the good stuff laid out?
I just enjoy that world. I like to try to understand the trends and where things are going. And honestly, really listening to the people that I'm supplying, that's a big part of my relationship. I'm not just dropping art off or bringing jewelry in, but listening to what they are hearing a demand for. I've just learned a lot, and I enjoy it. And so I want to listen and have that relationship and go in search of what they want.
And so you supply to Martin Patrick. That's like in the Twin Cities, if you're in the little universe of fashion, that's a big deal. So, you must have to have such confidence in your style. You know, come in, you're like, I not only am I look like a million bucks, but I know what people that look like a million bucks are going to want in, you know, 6 months. Do you have to have?
Well, I agree with you. Martin Patrick is one of the finest stores in the Twin Cities. So, of course, I wanted to be there and presented them with that idea. And they met with me, and I was prepared and had unique things that that their clients won't find anyplace else. So I think that's an important criteria for them. And so we work really well together. It's a nice partnership.
Yeah, you can't get things off the rack Target in some circles. I mean, I can. I'm just a writer. People are happy. They're like, oh, look at you. You stand up straight. That's good for you. You have to live in a more elite world. And so
you look pretty fabulous yourself.
Oh, thank you. I'm working it, girl. I'm working it. All right. So you also are a fan of vintage American work.
Well, yeah, you and I were talking about this necklace that I have on, which is a 62-inch freshwater pearl necklace, and it wraps. And I kind of thought it'd be really glamorous and beautiful if it had a little brooch on it. And so, you know, then I went searching here in the Twin Cities, all of our little vintage shops.
We have so many good ones.
I know.
I have collected a vintage brooch in my day. They're lovely, and they just, you know.
And they work really well with the jewelry that I sell. So kind of, you know, just wherever I go searching for things that I think people will appreciate back here at home.
And so you only do a few of these this year. So I'm glad you are. I should tell people where we are. We're literally on the corner of 2nd Avenue South and 7th Street in downtown Minneapolis. We are doing Cambria pop-up shops in the Cambria Galleries. The Cambria Galleries are very often where you would come and look at countertop stuff. But today, you can come look at amazing, beautiful surfaces and also really gorgeous jewelry and fun little handmade soaps that smell fantastic, little Christmas stockings and mittens and cookies with holiday turkeys on them. I put a bunch on my Instagram, @DearlyDara, if you want a little preview of that. And I'm talking to Jennifer Kincaid of Jell-O, which I was not aware is this giant powerhouse in Minnesota style. All right, so now I got to ask you about things that are upcoming. What trends are you seeing?
Well, we've really been doing well with the water buffalo horn. So water buffalo horn jewelry, earrings, necklaces, cuffs. A lot of cuffs have been selling. That seems to be a real trend.
Water buffalo cuffs. This is like, I'm a food person. Water buffalo, to my mind, I'm like, that is delicious mozzarella. You can get a very light, water buffalo cheese. I had some at France 44 just the other day.
This is the horn.
This is
not the cheese.
This is everything but the snout.
Yeah.
For a different animal. And so these are kind of, like, I don't know a lot, and they kind of look like tortoise shell to me. Is that the...
Yeah, exactly.
It's brown and light brown.
Right. So the horns are all, you know, they're all different colors. And when they, you know, in these developing countries where those animals provide a lot of the labor at the end of their lives, the horn is harvested and used to make utensils and to make tools.
Yeah, for people that don't know, if you're in a rice paddy, you can't use an oxen. You need a creature that can do well in water, basically, and that's where a water buffalo comes in. That's my water buffalo explainer for
people. That is amazing that you know that.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, I know it from cheese.
Oh, okay. Right. So then, you know, they don't waste anything. People are so resourceful around the world, and so they've started making jewelry using that horn. And it's just absolutely beautiful. It's really sturdy. It's really organic and just lovely. I mean, it works well with anything.
So it's kind of like it almost looks like Bakelite. It almost looks like tortoiseshell. It's in there, and that's the trend for right now.
Yeah, I would say. Yeah.
All right, very cool. Yeah. We need to take a little break here. We're going to come back in a couple minutes with Jennifer Kincaid from Jell-O as we broadcast live from the Cambria Gallery Shops on WCCO. Dara here. All right, we are doing something so completely out of the box. I am not up in the radio studio. I am down with the people that have cute mittens and jewelry. I am in the Cambria Galleries. We're right here. It's open to the public. Yeah, there's free hot cider. That's how we roll when we're doing cute things. All right, so if you come to the Cambria Gallery, you can get a Cambria Surface Lazy Susan. It is the cutest thing. Then they also have a cheese board, and you can chill the cheese board and then put your cheese on it and it'll stay cold. This is of great interest to me, who kind of run things a little loose sometimes. All right, in the house. If I put the Munster cheese out and it starts to get too floppy, that's not a good party. Now I got a solution to that. There's so much cool stuff down here. I'm looking at little tiny snowmen, little jewelry things that are puffy, all kinds of fun stuff. I'll be broadcasting live through noon, and then we'll be back here November 30th. If you're like, ugh, I'm up to my waist in alligators, I cannot make it down there, you come down on the 30th, but you come today if you want to see Jennifer Kincaid and the Jella import stuff. It's so pretty. Jennifer, thank you for talking to me here. So tell me more about some of the stuff. Here's a question. I, as a not totally fashion person, cocktail rings. Are they in? Are they over? What's going on with the giant sparkly cocktail rings?
Actually, I have a tray of giant sparkly cocktail rings right over there.
I kind of love them.
They're beautiful. I have some really spectacular ones. I mean, I think something like that is classic. It'll always be in. It's
all
always
right.
Fun to have that.
Then I may perhaps indulge.
I hope so. I can help you with that.
They look good on Instagram, I'll say. It's a professional expense. I'll try to run that past my accountant. If I hold the cocktail on Instagram, is that an allowable expense for my cocktail ring supply?
Yeah, absolutely. Easily done.
I bought a bunch of vintage gloves, like beautiful leather gloves, when I was a hipster who did things like that. And none of them fit. And they didn't fit then because I guess women in the 1940s were smaller.
Yeah.
But my daughter ended up busting out these just exquisite hand-sewn Italian leather gloves for her Halloween costume because they fit an 11-year-old girl. And it was funny. We had a block party, and one of the other sort of older retired hipsters saw her hands and was like, do you know what you're wearing?
That's great that she had the chance to wear those, that they
looked
out having
spectacular.
Fun.
Spectacular. I kind of, I don't even know where I would get if I wanted, you know, hand-sewn elite Italian gloves. Do I have to go to Italy for that at this point? Is that we don't do that in this country anymore? Because they're so thin, they're not warm.
You must go to Italy for that.
I must. Another allowable
expense. Not that you
expense,
have to, but that's where you need to go if that's what you're looking for.
Just praying my accountant isn't listening to any of this. I've got terrible plans. Evil. I'm going to overcome. All right. All the sparkle has made me nutty. So if people can't make it down to see your stuff today, you Jennifer Kincaid of Jella, you have other stuff coming on.
Yeah. Actually, this coming Thursday, November 14th, from 10 to 4, I'll be participating in another pop-up gallery at Woven Arts at International Market Square. So a lot of people who are very creative coming together to provide an opportunity to shop for special things. So you can find me there. And then on December 3rd, we are doing a gallery opening with Art Resources Gallery, again at International Market Square. So that event starts at 3, ends at 7 on December 3rd. But then you can come shop with us December 3rd through the 20th, 8
Fun.
To 5.
So do all your friends just kind of come and shop privately in your home all the time? Is that what goes on?
Yeah, one of my friends is looking at me right now. Exactly.
Oh.
I office at International Market Square, so usually they come down and shop there.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. So if somebody has a little boutique in St. Croix or something and they've been wanting to amp up what they have, they can find you.
Sure they can. They can find me on the International Market Square directory, or my website is long, but www.jella, J-E-L-L-A, worldartistcollections.com.
Yeah, and I'm Dearly Dara, and I put a link to that up there.
You
can
oh,
find
you.
Me. And
you.
So, okay, so water buffalo shell cuffs and jewels are one of the up-and-coming things. Anything else people should know about coming?
We have beautiful jewelry from the man that designed the jewelry for Pirates of the Caribbean. So he's based in Florence. His name is Carlo Amoto. And I met him when I was in Florence, and now I'm his sole vendor. So in the United States.
That's very special.
It
I know
is
a lot
special.
Of people
They're...
love Pirates of the Caribbean above all.
Yeah, it's that Renaissance-type look. It's just beautiful.
All right.
Lots of special things. Come down and check it out.
Men, if you want to compete with Johnny Depp, we got a little inside scoop for you. You can get that Pirates of the Caribbean jewelry without having to Shanghai another vessel in the sea.
And we do have a lot of beautiful things for men as well. Gorgeous wooden boxes that would be perfect for a gift for a guy.
All right. This is super
Come
fun. Dara Moskowitz-Grumdahl here. Usually. I'm a food person, food people and places, but today I'm cozy mittens and beautiful jewelry person because we're broadcasting live from the Cambria Galleries and it's a very fun time. Anyone can come down, you can shop, you can see me in real life, and you can have free cider. These are all things that are happening at the Cambria Galleries. All right, Jennifer Kincaid, our time comes to a draw, but you leave a beautiful impression in your wake. Thank you for talking to me today.
Thank you for having me.
All right, everybody. If you would like to have questions or comments, do all the things, I think today you're going to have to use your phone. Find me on Twitter. I am at Dear Dara. Find me on Instagram. I am Dearly Dara. Dara here. Oh, yeah. So today is something completely different. We are broadcasting live from the Cambria Galleries. We're right underneath the WCCO studios. If you have not been to the Cambria Galleries, you got about 21 more minutes today to see me, and then it's going to be open, and it's just a beautiful place, and we have hot cider and coffee and beautiful cookies and all kinds of things to buy. I see with my little eye interesting snowmen and jewelry with pom-poms and permanent nail polish sheets and mittens and Christmas stockings and soaps and all these things. Very fun. And I have with me the most surprising woman I've ever met in my entire life, Jen Scheffler.
So, well, that's a really nice compliment. Thank you.
Jen, so you run things around here. You're going to be here on the 30th, and I'm going to be here on the 30th, too. Mm-hmm. So we'll have another one of these completely different shows then. Tell us about you. What do you do, Jen Scheffler?
So I am an entrepreneur. I own my own company called Realia by Jen, and I design jewelry, and I also... this sounds a little surprising, but I bedazzle taxidermy.
That's why you're the most interesting person I've ever met. You bedazzle taxidermy. My friends, while you were listening to some wonderful advertisers who support our work, I was looking at a bedazzled goat skull
or deer.
Holy
and bison
moly.
And alligator.
And so, imagine the skull of an ungulate, and then covered with pink glossy paint and jewels. I think that probably country western stars are your clientele.
I sell a lot of this beautiful art to people in Texas, internationally, New York, LA, that sort of thing. So
wow. And then when you're not bedazzling taxidermy or making jewelry, which we'll get to in a moment, you do another thing.
I do. So in this lovely place where you can see all kinds of beautiful quartz, I work for Cambria, and I am the director of the retail division, and we are working to develop collections made out of the Cambria quartz, the cheese slicer that you mentioned earlier.
You guys, I totally want this cheese slicer. It's so cute. It's like a Cambria surface, is it quartz?
Quartz.
What are the words we
Cambria
use?
Cambria is made out of quartz.
All right, so it's quartz, but then some of them are blue, and they have that cheese wire thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can cut the cheese. Don't make jokes. I'm just only me. Oh, no. You can cut the cheese in luxury in your own home.
Exactly. And then you just wipe it down and put it away and use it again the next time. Or you use one of the beautiful boards, and you put your cheese and your charcuterie on it, and you chill it, and you bring it as a hostess gift for the holiday season.
Fancy. I love a Lazy Susan.
Yeah.
And you make them out of quartz.
Yes. They're beautiful. You can buy them at shop.cambriausa.com.
Oh, really?
And we have we launched recently a new collection that is, we're the official countertop of the Minnesota Vikings. And so you can see it. It's made from a design called Princetown, and it's purple and gold, and it's beautiful. And for the Vikings fans out there, you can entertain and watch a game in luxury style.
So you're telling me that I could redo my kitchen and I could have purple and gold surfaces?
No, I'm telling you, you should.
I should.
And your bathroom and your bar and all kinds of different surfaces.
I mean, my kitchen counter is a bit aged, so we would talk about this. All right, but then you also make jewelry. I was looking at your... Tell me about this.
So I have my jewelry line, which I started 11 years ago. And so it came from a time in my life when I was going through some troubling things, some difficult things, and I needed catharsis. And I found that in doing lots and lots of art. And so I started my jewelry line. And the first company that actually picked it up as a wholesaler was Bachmann's.
Oh, I love Bachmann's.
Mm-hmm. And so they've helped me scale my business over the years. And now I wholesale all over North America.
Oh, and, you do? Mm-hmm, you just have like a table here, but you have a national footprint as well.
Yes. And recently I launched my new F Words collection. So it's my Be Inspired line. It sounds sassier than it is. So the F Words are fierce, fearless, and faith. And you can get them on a necklace, a bangle bracelet, or a stretchy natural stone bracelet.
Fearless is one of my goals.
Mm-hmm. But the fearless. B words, I feel like you would like the B words. It's breathe, be brave, and be badass every day.
I like that. I hope that gets past the FCC. All right. So I was looking at your jewelry, and then you have some stuff made out of goldstone. I am just interested in this right now because it's like very sparkly, and I saw it, and I instantly remembered when I was tiny, I used to have this big goldstone pendant heart, and it was my pride and joy, and I loved it to bits. Yeah. Goldstone, that's something you, I didn't know there even was a blue. I just saw it on your table.
And I've been purchasing the blue for many, many years.
Like, so it's just like a naturally occurring sparkle thing?
Right. Well, I mean, I think it's enhanced, naturally in occurring, and then enhanced. A lot of times when people finish beads, they add dye to them, and then they seal them. So it just depends on where you're getting your beads from and how they're being finished. A lot of times it's hard to know the actual source, so you have to really dig into kind of where things are.
It's kind of crazy to think about this sparkle. It just looks like if you can imagine a tube of glitter and then just suspend it in rock. It's hard to imagine that just like in the ground.
Someone once described it to me, the blue one in particular, as looking at the universe in a ball.
Oh, I love that. Mm-hmm. And so you buy these. How do you get goldstone? You just go to the goldstone stores?
I mean, you can go to natural stone. Well, like our previous guest, she was talking about going to countries and shopping for them. So you can do that and go to markets and find your sources that way. There are lots of shows, just like any other division has trade shows. And so you can go to trade shows and find sources that way as well. So
interesting. So you just so you just live this life. It's like 2/3 stone and 1/3 bones.
A lot of natural elements. Exactly.
What? See, I told you she's only the most interesting person I've ever met.
Well, and isn't it perfect that it's Deer Hunter opener today, right? And you know, you can, instead of mounting it like with fur on it and stuff, you can take the fur off and I can bedazzle it for you, and now it's like this beautiful mix of hunter meets glam.
Yeah, because once you've gotten your, you know, 12th deer, you start to you gotta mix it up. You gotta do something a little different.
Bling it out.
And so what's the largest taxidermy bling you've ever done?
Oh, I mean, the bison heads are really big.
Bison heads are huge.
Yes.
They are huge, heavy, heavy things. You must go through a lot of rhinestones where you're slinging out a bison.
It's a lot of crystals.
I feel like we could have a contest. Like, guess how many rhinestones fit in a bison skull? And then we could give away a cookie.
Yes. Actually, we were just talking about that yesterday. You could have a contest.
I'm psychic. You were talking about this yesterday.
We were.
Oh, my goodness.
I have a piece that's a large elk antler, and we were talking about how we should make people come up and talk to me about it and touch it, right? And so we were talking about you should have a competition to guess how many are on there.
Oh, we should. Okay. So, everybody, if you want to buy jewelry from Jen, talk to her about blinging out a skull, or otherwise do things. Come on down. We are at the Cambria Gallery. We're on the corner of 2nd Avenue and 7th Street. It's fun. We do live events at Cambria Gallery now and then. And are you in charge of all of them?
No, I'm not in charge of the events, just the product. But there's a wonderful staff here that's in charge of the events.
There really is a wonderful staff. They're helping everybody. They're getting people hot cider. They are helping people get some lovely water. And their cookies, if you look on my Instagram, at Dearly Dara, you will see a turkey cookie and some other stuff. Thanksgiving is coming. Talk about all
so the turkey cookie sidebar is a brand new company that just started like within the last week called Mini and Whisk.
And I didn't eat the cookie yet. I just looked at how beautiful it was.
I took a bite and it's delicious.
Oh, that's good to hear. I do not enjoy a cookie that tastes bad. I mean, no. I'm on an outlier.
You don't
want to
waste your calories on that. You want a good cookie.
All right. Jen Scheffler, thank you so much for coming up on this stage 20 feet from where your booth is.
Thank you. I appreciate
you being here. You are the most interesting person. All right. We're going to take a little break. We're going to come back from a woman who's making life cozy for cold hands.
Dara here. All right, we're doing something completely different, and we're liking it so much, we're going to do it again on November 30th. It's not a food show today. It's something completely different. It's a live broadcast from the Cambria Galleries. We're on the corner of 2nd Avenue and 7th Street, downtown Minneapolis, right underneath the regular WCCO radio station. Except this time, everything is more stylish, more beautiful, and definitely a little more fun. All right, so here's who I'm talking with right now, Amy Jance. Amy Jance makes the most beautiful mittens. She's got a whole bunch of mittens, also Christmas stockings. Amy, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, tell me about you. You make mittens out of thin air, as far as I can tell.
Out of thin air is exactly right. No, I shop the world over and all the Goodwills in town for sweaters. And then we wash them and dry them, pre-shrink them, and then make mittens out of them. So they're mittens made from recycled sweaters and then lined with polar fleece on the inside. So they are doubly warm and ready for you to enjoy this winter in Minnesota.
Okay, so I like a really bulky mitten to put in my pocket of my coat.
Yep.
And I just kind of walk around and I put my hands in and out of my giant mittens in my pocket.
Perfect.
Because then I'm always ready for a cold steering wheel or
yes.
one of those other inconveniences that happen in the greatest state in the union here in Minnesota.
We need to be prepared. And I like to call it winter jewelry.
Winter it kind
jewelry.
Of is.
It
and
is.
They're sparkly and they're not sparkly. They're not actual sparkle, but they have a certain sparkly energy to them because they're like all the different colors and then cozy because of the fleece inside. Is that what it's called? Upcycled? People are always talking about
yes,
upcycling.
Yes, it is. That's the word.
No.
It's upcycled.
Upcycling is recycling when you're making, I don't know what.
Making something out of something that pre-existed.
Oh.
Creating something new out of something old.
Like mittens out of people's old sweaters.
Yep.
I think this could be very romance novel-ish. Like mm-hmm. you're walking down the street and then you see somebody has mittens, but they're your old sweater.
Yeah.
It could be that.
I have had people walk up to a mitten and say, I think I had a sweater like that once.
Oh,
and
really?
And I say, well, if you gave it to Goodwill, I may have purchased it. Or if it came from a thrift shop anywhere, I may have stolen that from you.
Oh, so people.
But yeah, they do. They come in every color of the rainbow. So it's a lot of fun just to mix and match all the different patterns and textures and colors because each sweater mitten has three different sweaters involved. So you have three different textures and three different colors all mixed and matched together.
Cute. And you do these. These are not, you don't have like a sweatshop
nope.
in the sewers somewhere. You actually make these yourself, Amy.
It is me. It is what keeps me out of trouble nights and weekends after my regular job.
Do you watch a show while you're doing this?
There is typically either music going on in the background or the TV in the background. Yeah, there's typically something happening. Yes.
Oh, funny, because you could be the only person who actually makes uses Game of Thrones time productively. I was thinking you could.
Yeah.
No, but that's
well,
not
it is
the secret.
Coming up on Christmas season. I do enjoy a good Christmas movie on Netflix.
Speaking of Christmas, you also have a bunch of Christmas stockings. You make those as well.
I do. I love to make the Christmas stockings. Again, it's fun to mix and match the textures and the colors and the patterns. We like to believe that at our house, every person is an individual, and yet together we make a happy family. So each stocking is just a little bit different, but again, the patterns and textures play off of each other, and they create a nice grouping together.
And we have this very modern, beautiful Cambria fireplace here. Is that kind
yes.
where it's like one slab, and then there's
Cambria
like fire
floor
in the
to ceiling.
Middle of it, you know? But like a traditional Christmas stocking can look a little awkward next to that, you know.
Yeah.
It's not a kitschy, doesn't absorb kitsch very well, but you mm-hmm. have these like kind of tonally similar mm-hmm. Christmas stockings and they look very nice mm-hmm. with this very modern.
I like to use some of the upholstery fabrics that are popular out there. So the stocking has a nice stance to it. It'll hang on the fireplace really nice and firm. And then I can also choose designer type fabrics so the fabrics will fit in your own home design scheme.
Mm, my home design scheme is like there's a kaleidoscope on top of a grilled cheese. But
that's okay. We can work with that. We can work with that.
All right. So you are smittens and stockings?
Yes, I am.
All right. So if people can't make it down here today, where should they find you?
Like I said, Saturdays are a great place to find me at a little pop-up shop and other locations as well. I just have a simple little Facebook page, Just by Amy, and you can find a whole list of all the different Saturday spots that I will be at. You can also visit me on the Facebook page and inbox me and say, hey, I need a green pair. I'll send you some photos.
Oh, that would be cute. Everybody could get green mittens for Christmas. That would be cute. All right, Amy, thank you so much for talking to us today on this, the out of the box, out of the studio edition of Off the Menu. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for being here.
All right, so a couple other things. RealiaByJen.com. That's the wonderful person we were talking to who blings out a couple of skulls and makes beautiful jewelry. She's going to be at the Stephanie Dillon Charity Birthday Party at Martin Patrick 3 on Tuesday, November 12th, from 10 in the morning till 8. And that's Realia by Jen. And you can kind of find me every which where. I am on Twitter. I am at Dear Dara. I am on the Instagram, Dearly Dara. And I am on Facebook, Dara.Grumdahl. And I'm so happy that you joined us here for the no food at all version of Off the Menu.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.